Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU. It is time for Are You Smarter Than Andy from Warminster. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, guys.
All right, Sean, it's just you, me, and intern Shannon in the studio. We finally got Andy out of here. Whew. So I've got five questions for you. Once you're done answering them, we'll bring Andy back in the studio, ask her the same five questions. You do have to get more right to be smarter than Andy. Sean, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Question one. This is multiple choice. What do you call the leader of Canada? President, Prime Minister, or Grand Wizard of Syrup?
Prime Minister.
Question two. The SS Minnow was a ship on what TV show?
Gilligan's Island.
Question three. What kind of animal is Harry Potter's pet?
Jesus. Dumbledore, if I have no idea.
Okay. Question four. This is multiple choice. What is the state beverage of Pennsylvania? Is it water, tea, or milk?
Tea.
And question five. For this one, whoever gets closest to the correct answer gets the point, okay?
All right.
How many Grammy Awards has Garth Brooks won?
Six.
All right, Sean, you are all set. Intern Shannon is headed to the door to bring Andy back in. Come on in, Miss Summers, and okay. Say hello to Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Andy.
How'd you do?
I did fantastic. Watch out.
Oh, watch out, he says. All right.
Oh, he's even got the evil laugh, yes.
Oh, gosh.
That was intimidating. Here we go. Question one, Andy. This is multiple choice. Mm-hmm. What do you call the leader of Canada? President, Prime Minister, or Grand Wizard of Syrup?
No, that would be what you call the person in charge of Vermont. So I'm going to go with B, the Prime Minister.
That is correct, as Sean also knew.
Blast.
One to mm-hmm. one. The SS Minnow was a ship on what TV show?
Gilligan's Island.
Yes, yeah. Sean also
knew that.
Question three. What kind of animal is Harry Potter's pet?
Harry Potter has an owl.
Yes, he does have an owl.
Yes, he does.
I didn't think you would know that.
I know,
I've never seen one Harry Potter.
Yeah, well, your answer kind of explains that.
I have children.
Yep.
What was your answer, Sean? Did you get that right?
Yeah, Dumbledore, right?
Yeah, that was his answer.
Dundledorf.
Yeah, that is not right. Yeah, it is fun to say. So Andy's up one to question four. Multiple choice. Okay. What is the state beverage of Pennsylvania? Is it water, tea, or milk?
Oh, boy. I'm going to go... water? Is it milk?
It is milk, yeah.
Weird.
Sean said tea.
Yeah. That's also wrong.
That's going to question five. For this one, whoever gets closest to the correct answer gets the point. How many Grammy Awards has Garth Brooks won? Andy?
Can I ask Sean what his answer was?
No, you cannot.
Can I give you my answer?
Don't tell her, Sean.
How many Grammys has Garth Brooks won?
Yeah.
Three?
Sean guessed six. The correct answer is two.
Oh! Oh, boy. So, turn that music up a little bit louder because we're celebrating. This is the Andy Summers won this.
Yeah,
so, the
final score, Andy 4, Sean 2. So I'm sorry, Sean. Is there something you'd like to say to Andy, who is dancing, by the way, in the studio?
My name's Sean Reardon from Warminster, and I'm not smarter than Andy Summers today.
Today.
Stop saying
right,
today. Sean. That's not what you're supposed to say.
I beat you all the time, Andy.
Oh,
well, you didn't today, Sean.
92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.